you know, this is an interesting story. I remember, I think it was last spring, there was a really interesting workshop that was put on at, I think it was at the Maui Tech Park, wasn't it? And it was a startup. And I thought, this is wonderful. This is a way, and it was kind of an intensive where you could learn how to do everything you needed to do your startup business. And I have Danielle and Molly here. Danielle on that, on the left, and Molly on the right, in case you want to hear the difference in their voices. So you can tell Danielle's on the left here, and Molly's on the right. Welcome. How are you?
Hi.
Doing well.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. This is an exciting story. So you came up with this idea, which, I mean, totally makes sense. I fly a lot, and obviously you like to travel. You guys travel a lot as well, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
And you just have always liked to travel, or is it partly for your lifestyle or business, or why do you love to travel? Just part of your lifestyle?
Yeah, growing up, I've traveled a lot. Lots of family vacations. I'm a polo player as well, so I try to... Yeah, I try to go compete a couple times a year. So
that's why there's a picture of a horse behind you on your side. Okay, that explains it. I love polo. It's great.
Yeah.
So do you play upcountry?
Oops. Yes. So I grew up playing upcountry, and now I live on Oahu now, so I play over there.
Oh,
and
fun.
And I play all over the United
States.
So
you compete against the team here sometimes? Do you ever come over and play? Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're serious. If you're competing around the United States. So do you have your own polo ponies? Or
I have one horse that I trained for polo about 8 years ago now.
Wow, but it's too expensive, so you use horses on when you travel.
You can't
go shipping that polo
pony. No. I just have one and done.
Yeah.
That's it.
How exciting.
Right now.
So the story is you guys were traveling and you both got ill. As this is one of the biggest complaints people have. You know, when you fly, either the air sometimes can do it, or you're flying next to someone that's sick, and it doesn't really even take much. I mean, I tell you, I bring those antibiotic wipe down swipes, and I try to swipe, but you forget how many places you touch that people are. When you go to the bathroom,
and then you touch
when
your
you
face,
flush the toilet,
your mouth.
You know, one of the worst places they found is actually the overhead bin, and you're not going to be swiping that thing down, but you don't think everyone touches that overhead bin, right?
That is true.
And then there's your table, and there's your armrest.
The window lever, there's the seat back pocket, the air conditioner thingy.
It's almost scary, but it's not surprising that you can get a cold when you're flying. And the worst part is if you're flying and you're going on your dream vacation. And, I mean, this happened to me in Tahiti, and I know all the things. I brought my antibiotic swipes. I did my colloidal the silver bacterial sprays. I had vitamin D. I had lavender. I had airborne, and I did all that, and I still got a cold. It's a drag. I mean, so I had my week in Tahiti was mostly with a cold.
It wasn't fun at all.
It was like sneezing. No one wanted to be around me, of course, and I didn't want to be around them giving them anything. So the thing is, you guys had a situation where you both were traveling and got cold. So then what happened?
Both got sick, and then we came back to Maui and went out surfing finally after getting well, and started talking and talking about maybe what, you know, asking why people didn't wear masks when they coughed and sneezed all over the place. And, you know, you're sitting in front of somebody and you think, oh no, this sneeze is traveling over over the seat and into my mouth. And so we started just chatting it up and thought, well, what, you know, no one wants to wear these masks because they look
ugly.
And what are we going to do about it?
Right. So we started making some coming up with funny ideas, slogans, started laughing. What if we could wrote something funny across the face, or a mustache, or a smile, or emoji? And then we started getting into the design and changing a little bit more, transforming the mask into something more maybe fashionable, something that people would wear normally as a travel accessory.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, and I think I saw this in the article that Sarah, I think, did this.
Sarah Rupenthal.
I mean, you do see, if you're traveling a lot, and I'm sure you've seen this, Kathy, you know, the Asian people wear masks a lot. In fact, you'll see them even here sometimes with masks on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those are the really ugly masks, and you look at them, and people still aren't used to this. So if you see someone with a mask on, you kind of go, oh, maybe they're really sick with something serious, and we better stay away from them, right? And you talk about trying to break down that image of, like, it's not good to wear a mask because people's thinking you're really, really, something's wrong with you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, it's the stigma. But a lot of times people are also, I mean, there's immunocompromised at-risk patients or people that are on flying who have to be careful anyway. So any exposure can cause them to be more vulnerable to illness. And so it's for those who are not sick and for those who are also sick. So it's kind of to protect you and the people around you.
Both, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's just that we don't see it as much here. So it's kind of new. I literally always try to have, I got this DaySequel scarf, and it's thin enough where I can literally put it around and cover my nose. This was really a drag. I don't know if you realized, I think I mentioned to you, when you get to Tahiti on Hawaiian Airlines, they now make you not get out of your plane until they spray.
Oh,
with
they doing
the entire plane.
Oh, right, with chemicals.
With chemicals.
Australia does that.
I know.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
And so I took that DaySequel thing and I double wrapped it around my nose, but everything was being, you know, your clothes and everything.
They're gassing you.
Yeah, wow. They are gassing you, and that may have been why I got sick too.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, no, so this would be very good. Everyone should be given one of these masks.
Seriously.
And it's called the barrier method, right?
Yes.
Thebarriermethod.com.
Yes.
And you actually do have it. So if I was reading about it correctly, you can actually have it so that it is attached to some nice fabric, or if you have a nice scarf that's your scarf you love to wear when you travel. Is there a way to use anything that you have with this or put it around that, or is this a separate fabric?
We have our own fabric that we use, and we have our unique snap system that we use. So,
and the snaps were for different ones, you can put on there?
They snap, so there's two components, a face liner and then an outer layer, which is a different style that you want. So whether it's a neck cuff, an infinity scarf, or a regular scarf. And the face liner, which is infused, which soon to be infused with essential oils, will actually snap into the outer layer, so the scarf or neck cuff that you choose. And the outer layer is also very unique material. So it is called Chitosante, which is an antimicrobial, antibacterial material with UPF 50 benefits. It's wicking, lightweight, fast drying. And so there's a lot of benefits to that material that we're using. It's very special.
Wow. So how did you come up with that?
We just connected with a textile company in Canada through... Oh, because we originally had an idea that we were going to use silver, and then that proved to be really difficult and really expensive, but they actually referred us to a textile company in Canada, and then we just started researching different kind of fabrics that they offered, and we're like, wow, these are actually really nice looking, and they have all these components.
And colors, and
they're fun.
So how many styles do you have?
So right now we have, the two components, the face liner is one for adults and kids.
That's
so
the inner liner.
The inner liner. Mm-hmm. And then we have, which snaps into one of three styles, either the neck cuff, which we have a large or a small, kind of either for male or female, a neck cuff kind of like a neck cowl, and the other is an infinity scarf. So it wraps all the way around and can flip over, come over, and kind of fit snugly.
I haven't seen that one. I like that. That's what I get.
We'll show you.
And a regular scarf. We brought one sample, the male neck cuff for you to see today.
So the infinity scarf can wrap around your neck a couple of times.
Yes, you can bring it back over your head.
And it can come over.
Mm-hmm.
Now that sounds, and this is nice fabric here that you've got. This is nice fabric.
So
this is beautiful.
The snap system.
You got to get these up to Green Tea Boutique up here at 40 Market Street.
That would be a good.
They have the best eye masks with lavender infused and satin on the inside.
Smells
and
good.
Yeah, that really does make a difference. I love using those on my eyes when I travel, because my skin is very sensitive to stuff, and I like the soft fabrics, not the. The worst thing to use, folks, and this is just, I mean, I hate to say this because you probably all do it. The worst thing to use are the blankets they have on the plane.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. Those are gross.
I know.
Those are disgusting.
Yeah.
They never wash them.
Right. They say they do. Yeah.
That's what you need to know. Most people assume because you're handed them and everything that they're
plastic.
All washed.
Yeah, in a plastic bag.
No. Oh, this is lavender?
That's a lavender essential oil and coconut oil. So that one's not infused yet. That's just kind of
It smells good, though.
A spray. Yeah. Yes, and that's kind of what we're helping to show people.
Is that the inner thing that's
Yeah, fine? So this is an inner face liner mesh. This is the Chitosante mesh, which is the same material as this outer.
I'm going to take a picture so I can post it later on when we post this online.
So here's our logo here.
Oh, and it's a nice design. Who did the design of your logo there? I like that.
That we will give credit to Hannah Preziosi. She is our artist who's actually helping us to choose and inspiring our prints that'll be on our Kickstarter when we launch on the 7th.
I think people, we got to do a little description here since they're not seeing it. This is a very fine, thin, almost silk-like fabric. Mm-hmm. So it's not, you know, what you might imagine as heavy. It's very, it almost is form-fitting, you know, because it's so light. It's like you're wearing a silk mask of sorts, I'd say. And then you just, and she's she's giving us a little, visual modeling. It. and that the two little buttons that you have there, those are for the inner lining, right?
The snaps.
Yeah. Oh, this snaps. Is the inner lining.
We actually have a patent pending on this design.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Is that hard to do? To get it, I've heard it's very difficult with the patents.
It's you know, we actually were awarded it, but the whole process, you know, and just the mints.
Now I have to say, it looks a little Arabic, but that's okay. I mean, it looks like it looks
so different. It's scarves. It
does kind of look.
This one's
loose.
A little bit bigger for her face.
Your head's not covered, but your nose are. So it does accentuate the eyes, obviously, more because you know it does go over
kind of like
nose
a burqa.
Here.
Almost.
Part of the benefit of part of the benefit of having a mask, and I just want to make this one point, is that it actually reduces the number of times so you touching your mouth and your nose, which are very important. These are entry points for bacteria.
Absolutely.
So whether this had antibacterial or antimicrobial fabric, just the fact that you have something that's covering that again prevents you from touching those places is a benefit.
Well, not only that, I mean, anyone going to Beijing has to get one of these things. There is so much terrible pollution in
dust.
Beijing.
Oh,
and really, it's diesel and stuff. And really breathing that air, if you don't get sick on the plane, you could easily get sick just breathing the air.
Mm-hmm.
And as if you're going to Bali, I recommend you getting this as well, you know. And it's, what colors do they come in? This is kind of a silver color that you have. Mm-hmm. Are they different colors? They all silver?
Yeah, we have blue, we have orange, and they're all kind of heather looking. So they're a little bit more,
This is a little more
they're
silver.
Not plain, so they have a little bit more dimension to the colors. Mm-hmm. So we have heather orange, a heather blue. We have a black that's plain black, but people like that because we use some fun stitching and,
this is a pretty dull cuff. This is kind of a male. This is a black and gray, but a lot of them have like pink and orange and blue contrasts with turquoise and so some brighter colors. Mm-hmm. Depends.
Have you done test flights?
We have.
What are the comments on this when you put them on the plane and people see them?
So we ask people, we actually send flyers out with a little card that says here, you know, invite conversation and curiosity. And so talk to the passenger next to you. And the first thing the passenger says, oh, I thought you were sick. And I said, okay, fair enough. You know, that sounds about right.
Uh-huh.
And so, we asked, do you think it looks scary? Do you think it looks cool? Some people ask questions. They say, whoa, what is that? Once I wore one that said, I bite across the front.
Yeah.
And so they immediately, people are going to ask you, whoa, what do you know, what is that? And then we explain it. So it opens up conversation about the product. And then we start, you know, we either can give out the cards and people can contact us and follow up. So it's been pretty positive, again, because they're not just this. I mean, this one's a little bit dull today.
Can you put that on again, Roka? I'm doing a Facebook
I think I'm
going Facebook Live on Kathy Takushi's site. So if you want to see what this looks like, you can go to Kathy Takushi on Facebook.
I should have gotten a nice
and
scarf.
See it's on Molly.
The man's cup.
I actually have them all in my car, and I didn't bring any of them.
Molly Palmer, actually modeling it now. But you know what I like about this a lot is it's really lovely with the fabric and everything. And it really literally drapes. It kind of really drapes. And there is a little logo on the side. And other ones actually have little statements that you put in there.
Yeah, so I've actually flown probably maybe the most out of everybody wearing the mask. And
she has.
For the last year, I've traveled quite a bit. And I don't travel without mine. Because I just feel exposed.
You probably
have
to bring a couple in case you lose one, right?
I do. I have a couple with me. I usually like wearing the scarf for the longer flights because I like using the ends. If I have an itch on my head, I like to, you know, I just don't touch my face at all. And honestly, like for a year, last year I've been traveling, I have not gotten sick. And I usually get sick every time.
Really?
So it's just like really, it's a relief.
That's amazing.
And these interchange. So mm-hmm. the idea is that you can have a few face liners, which helps so that if they saturate, so say mm-hmm. you're coughing, sneezing, and uh-huh. it gets wet, pore size increases, they're kind of gross, you want to take it out, you can put in a new face liner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we do have several, and they're interchangeable. And then you can wash them, dry them.
Well, there is going to be times where you eat or you have your snacks, and there's going to be mm-hmm. times you're drinking your beverage or your yeah. water. You know, there's going to mm-hmm. be times you're going to need to do that. So at that time, you just try to be careful, and you put that. It easily comes down, and it looks like a cowl
yep.
yes. around your neck, really, mm-hmm. when you take it down. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you just can put it back up. You know, you'd have to make sure the lipstick didn't get all over the...
You don't have to wear makeup when you travel anymore.
Right.
You just actually, make your eyes look pretty.
Eyes look big, yeah.
Actually, I asked somebody wearing a mask. Actually, my mother asked yeah. somebody wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. Traveling, and she flies all over the country and has been a little model, too, for us, every prototype she's worn. But one woman traveling from Asia come in, and she said, "Hey, excuse me, can I ask you a question? You know, why do you wear a mask?" And it wasn't to... Part of it is to prevent you from, or reduce you from getting sick, but also because she didn't want anyone to see her face because she wasn't wearing makeup. And so part of it was just yeah. to just not to be exposed to anyone. You know, she didn't want to. She wanted to travel without, and the mask covered her face.
Wow.
So it's really interesting. There's different reasons.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Right, that people mm-hmm. wear masks. That you know, so we're learning all of this mm-hmm. as we go.
Uh-huh. And what are flight attendants? I mean, you must have interesting comments
smile.
From flight attendants.
They ask
a few questions, but, you know, and some friends have a lot of, we have some friends that are travel flight attendants as well, mm-hmm. and so we've brought it up. We're getting in touch with Hawaiian Airlines right now and trying to maybe send them some samples.
Mm-hmm. They're interested, which is awesome.
Yeah, and maybe get into some license. So if they want a certain pattern or it becomes part of an outfit for a flight attendant, mm-hmm. so you're wearing a scarf that matches your outfit, whether it's, you know, the
That'd
print
nice.
Of Hawaiian Airlines.
Like if they're going to go, you know, mm-hmm. take their sleep break. And mm-hmm.
The hardest thing I found, because I have the book, my first book was the Travel Angel Handbook. The second book was How to Fly with Less Stress. But it's really difficult to get these products sold in airports. Mm-hmm. Airports have very strict rules at the stores. People say, "Oh, this is perfect. Just put it in the store at the airport. People will buy it up." And mm-hmm. I thought, yeah, sure, it's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Not. I mean, they go through distributors. They have their own things. It's not like you could just – and, of course, it's the perfect place.
All right.
For your product to be at one of these stores, right?
Right. It's how do you get in?
So you've been through this, right?
Well, I think it's a huge barrier, right? We have to find out. So we're working with a team right now, sending out emails and trying to contact. We have virtual assistants that are helping.
Yeah, Persis. Persis has been promoting you.
Persis Ataria. She's wonderful. And friends and family. So anyone that has connection, we've gotten a lot of recommendations and emails and names from different people that have helped us, and we're following up on anyone and, you know, whoever we hear or we're emailing, calling.
I was just at the airport here, and I was seeing they got some new stores, and I'm going, I wonder how I get a hold of the people. Maybe in a smaller airport you can actually get some local product in that was made here, you know, because they do have that, you know. But also on top of that, you know, this is the time of season to give a nice gift, and it's an unusual gift. It's definitely a conversation piece at this point. But you are doing a big thing. You're doing a Kickstarter campaign, aren't you?
Yes.
And what's that for?
Kickstarter is a crowdfunding campaign to earn to pre-sales and basically to validate your product idea. And the money, the funds that you build, basically you're trying to reach a goal. And so it could be a funding goal of $20,000 or $30,000. And with those funds, you have to fully fund in a 30-day period mm-hmm. After you launch. And the money is to go towards research, testing, I mean, for us, and production, manufacturing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Where do you have these manufactured at this point?
Here on Maui, we have a local seamstress.
Really?
Yep. Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And
she made
So she's helping us with so we source the fabric, and then we have a seamstress. But our manufacturer who's going to be doing this larger scale for now is we've matched with somebody in Pennsylvania. So they're going to do cut sew and
well, nice.
We're going to keep it. We're
going
to keep it here. We're going to keep it in the U.S.
Good.
Awesome.
That's very awesome. That's wonderful.
What's the cost on these?
Yeah. Good question.
Wow. That's a great So for Kickstarter, it's a little bit different because we have some incentive packages, because the idea is you want to draw in as many people first. So for the first 50, or the first 100, we have, I think, at $25, we're selling
for the cuffs.
For the cuffs, and $35 for the scarves. And then some have, you have options to get no aroma, so no fragrance. Or the infused, which we're calling, we've trademarked the name Aromatex, which has the infusion of microencapsulated oils, essential oils. So the price ranges may vary a little bit. And on our campaign, you know, depending on when you get in, you know, you can get a different price. So it can vary right now.
Earlier, the better.
Really,
you get the
better.
best price.
But I already got my email from Persis. So
did you?
Oh, yes.
So if you were going to go to your site, you can buy it at your website as well, right?
So right now we don't have an e-commerce site up. So it's right now it's word of it's orders from through email and messaging, Instagram messaging.
And how do people do that if they're listening and going, I got to get this. I got a trip coming up. I want this.
They can email us thebarriermethod@gmail.com, and we'll just talk to them about what style they like and colors. I'll usually send a little template, a little picture of, you know, all our different styles and colors, and then people, we can just have a conversation. So it's kind of cool to interact with our customers at this point, because we're just, we're growing. We don't have like thousands of emails coming in yet.
The barrier.
and feedback. We encourage all the customers, hey, give us feedback, take a picture, let us know what you like, what you don't like. You know, this it's evolving. We want people to participate and so this is part of the growing process.
Well, I'll test it on my trip.
You absolutely should. Because that's a long trip. You're going to be doing, you know, two segments of about, it'll be about 15, no, about, well, you stop in between. So about 17 hours total, though?
Yeah, it's like nine
flying?
Hours.
You're going to be flying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Definitely a way to go. And let's spell it out for them, because people are driving. And you know, again, repetitiveness works. It's if you want one of these really handmade, beautiful masks, and it can be tailored to your color or whatever you want. There's men's, there's women's, there's different colors, there's different statements. You can get the interior and you get the exterior, and that's the Barrier Method. BARRIER method at gmail.com. TheBarrierMethod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And you can get one of these as a Christmas gift. Mm-hmm. And for anyone who travels a lot, you know who just came in? We've got Andy Gibb. No, not Andy Gibb of the Bee Gees, but and he does cruises down on bicycle down Haleakala and other tours. This would be kind of a neat thing to have when you're going down the hill.
I still have never done a bike tour down the
mountain. We need to try it.
I like grew up here and I still
we need to bring, we'll bring our masks, our
scarves. Oh my gosh, that would be fun.
Because, you know, that way you won't get any little flying buggies or anything.
Oh, that's the worst. It's also UPF 50 protected from the sun.
Oh, yeah, sun protection.
So that's a huge piece that's finished into the fabric, especially for Hawaii, for really any activity that you're doing. So
if you're going, are there some bars in some countries that still allow smoking. So if you go into any bar or place that allows smoking, this also would be good, because I happen to be allergic to cigarette smoke.
I think I am too.
Literally I'll start sneezing and it bothers my lungs, obviously. So this is, you know, and if you're visiting a friend in the hospital.
In the waiting room,
in the
it's
waiting,
cold.
Multi-uses. Oh,
absolutely. When there's colds going on, taking it in the waiting room.
When I go to the doctor, I mean, when you go to the doctor office.
Whoa. Everyone's sneezing around you.
The dog needs one.
Funny. No, but when you go to the doctor's office, I mean, there's a bunch of sick people around.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's sick, and it's like, oh, my God. And I'll find myself in the doctor's office.
I know.
Hiding in my
shirt. It is true. You know, I mean, absolutely. Even when you go to pick up your medication. I hate to have to sign those things. And can I use some antibiotics? So there's, like, multi-uses for this, folks. And get in the beginning part. Now, if you're going to go to the Kickstarter, where do they find you on Kickstarter?
So we are going to launch, hopefully. Our launch date is December 7th, which is this Thursday.
Oh, my gosh.
We've been scrambling.
We're scrambling today to submit it for review.
Yeah.
Hopefully Jonathan hears us from JVR Life Photography.
Yeah. Making our video.
Right. And
that's right, because you got to have the video. It's part of it.
Yes,
right.
Big part of it. And so that will be, we'll launch, and hopefully people can find us. The link will be sending out on emails and posting it on social
Your
media.
Your Facebook site is The Barrier Method?
Yep, The Barrier Method, mm-hmm. and Instagram. So you'll be able to find the link and click it. Otherwise, you can search us on Kickstarter.com, The Barrier Method, and you'll be able to find us once we launch on December 7th.
Well, that's so exciting. What a week for you, huh? The 7th is this Friday.
It's the Thursday.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to fly back in.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so. Oh. And are people going to see you playing polo up country soon?
Well, season just ended, so
it's over.
Season starts back up next April, but I live on Oahu, so I actually will be playing in a benefit. It's called Operation Toy Box at Hawaii Polo on the North Shore.
Cool.
So everyone brings in a toy, and they get a little discount when they get in. So I'll be playing in that. All the women polo players on Oahu will be playing. So
you should have them do that here.
We do Wahine tournaments every year. I just played one in November and won, which was awesome, and that benefits the Maui Food Bank. That Horses R Us.
Another thing, when you go on those trail rides, I did a ride, and I did a ride in Los Angeles, and I used to own my own horses.
Mm, cool.
So I'm used to riding on my own and everything for years. I wanted to ride in the Hollywood Hills, and they literally made us go single file, and I was at the back, and I was getting all this dust. I was eating dust, you know. It's like, this mask would have been great to have.
Yeah, well, when you're playing polo, 40 miles an hour, and there's horses running in front of you, and dirt's kicking up.
Do you use your mask when you play polo?
No.
You have to do a polo version of one.
When we sponsor the next polo tournament, I'm going to make all my players wear it.
That would be something. Well, I just love you being such entrepreneurs and going with this. And this has been quite a year for you. I mean, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You know?
Thank you.
People don't know how much work it is, actually. It's one thing to have a great idea, but to take it and make it happen is a lot of work, isn't it?
It is a lot of work. It's overwhelming.
I wanted to say, I mentioned off air that Danielle doesn't remember me, but when she was a little girl, I don't know, she used to do gymnastics, I used to do the travel for the gymnastics team in her island, and I remember her.
Yeah. Oh, so you
Maui
were very gymnastics. Serious.
Yeah. Maui gymnastics, I was competitive.
George DeLara was just in my office, right?
Remember? Man.
Yeah.
Remember
George and Naomi and...
You know, Naomi and I actually share the same birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
I just saw them.
That's awesome. I was a competitive gymnast since I was 4 years old until I was 15, traveling inter-island.
Yeah. And I guess that serves you well in polo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm an athlete pretty much my entire life. So, yeah, it all kind of led up to polo, which was really cool.
Nice
which
to see them to grown this. Up and doing well.
My body is paying for it, though.
Yeah.
Well, wait till you get older. It doesn't stop. But no, I really applaud your ideas. Go see Green Tea Boutique up there if you get some made, and that'd be a perfect place for it. Because I love, again, we point with the eye masks are really good there, and I have some of my books up there too. But this is a perfect. You need to have it a place locally where people can go. You know,
totally.
We do have in our shop called Sugar Maui. She does sugaring. It's Haley Wiles' spot, and we're selling masks there.
Where's
it's in,
that?
Kihei.
Oh.
In South Kihei. And Lapoa and South Kihei Road, so at the Kaiani Complex. It's one of the live work units. So she's got our masks. We've got a mannequin and a few styles up. So, and then information, you can go in and pick up.
Yeah, so people can actually...
Well, if anyone's listening and they want to reach out to you, you can go to thebarriermethod@gmail.com and you can carry it in your shop if you want. I think it's a lovely thing to have.
We should put it in our office, too.
You should, absolutely. It would be good
with a mannequin, we'll just put the mannequin up in the front there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, it's wonderful talking and meeting both of you.
Yeah,
it's just really
too.
Exciting. I think by this time next year, you've taken your wings and flown with your mask. With your mask on.
Wait, do one more.
When we're flying here, with your mask
with
on.
With your
here.
Mask.
Yes, and the little bit of those wings. These, you want to get both parts. You want to get the inner part, and you want to get the outer part, and you probably want to get a few of the inner, right? Yeah.
That's the cowl, right? The cowl
this is
design. The,
it's a little wide. This is the man's, male's neck.
That's the larger size.
And it attaches here.
It's hard to talk on the mic when you have that on. I just want to let you know. But you know what? The next thing, and if, when you're ready for your next stage and you've set this all up, I really want to get together a little health kit for people to take with lavender and with the colloidal silver and with vitamin C and also with the, you got to get the airborne in there. And you got to have vitamin D, and they should all be together in a pack. You should see when I pack, I have to have little things with all these things in it. It takes up almost a whole little travel case, you know, with all my things I have to take. You know, maybe you can have an empty little thing if people take need to take Claritin or something else. But yeah, I wish we really need those. You know, where you have your little herbal pack that you take with you when you fly.
Compress into a small little or kind of
you can put it with that.
So well, that's what we're going to try to do is for our Kickstarter campaign is get a reusable, eco-friendly pouch where you can put your mask in and keep it separate from, you know, all your other things. And then potentially you can put any, you know, a little other travel kit items.
Wonderful.
You want.
You can put your whole thing. Mm-hmm. I love it. We need a nice little travel pack like that. Yeah. Well, wonderful meeting both of you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Good luck on your Kickstarter Thursday.
Thank
December
you.
7th. Right. And just go to Kickstarter. Go to Kickstarter and then the Barrier Method.
Yes.
Yes. Search it.
Wow. Thank you. It was a pleasure. This was my first radio interview. This is fun.
Thank you.
Fun being like not on video, you know?
You are, but you are on video. You're on video.
But we have been, so.
So it'll be on Kathy Takushi's Facebook if you want to look at it later.
All right.